Broadcasting live from the beautiful Renaissance Atlanta Waverly Hotel and Convention Center, it's TyCon Southeast 2014. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Lee Cantor here live at TyCon Southeast in the beautiful Waverly Hotel in Cobb County, Georgia. And I got with me Lindsay Partridge. Welcome, Lindsay.
Thank you.
And you have your team with you, and you guys were part of the Thai University business plan.
Yes,
program, right?
We were part of the business plan competition from Thai, yes.
So can you share a little bit about what your experience was like? Are you all entrepreneurs, or was this first time out?
We are all actually currently students, and we are just getting into the entrepreneur field. And it was an opportunity for us to just experience what it's like to actually write a business plan and then present it and actually get into the work world of that. So that's basically why we were here.
Did you all know each other, or did you meet at Thai?
No, actually, we're all from the same college, which is Abraham Baldwin Agricultural College. And we knew each other before.
Okay, so you all knew each other.
Mm-hmm,
why
yes.
don't you introduce who you got here, Lindsay?
Okay, well, I have with me Elizabeth O'Quinn, JT Ramsey, and Gabriella Hernandez.
Okay, welcome everybody.
Thank you.
Now, did you have to form this team ahead of time?
Mm-hmm, yes, sir, we did. Back in around, I believe it was around October, November.
And then you found Thai and said, we're gonna participate there?
No, actually, our college received an invitation to this business plan competition.
Okay.
And we sent out an email just to our students at the business school, and those who showed interest came, and this is the team that we
this
ended up with.
This is what's left? How many did you start with? I bet it was more.
No, we started with 5, and then one girl was unable to do it. So this is the remaining team.
And then did you have to decide someone's the CEO, someone's in charge of different aspects of this?
No, not really. We all worked together on the business plan. And then as time went on, we basically just chose. We are all the actual marketing team for the product that we are doing. And then we basically just chose our presenters, which was me and Elizabeth, and that was about it. Because the product isn't ours. It is for another owner, and we are just the marketing team for
that.
Yes.
All right, so what's the product?
The product is called the Strap and Throw, and it is a retail item that you put in your car, and it is a strap that you can attach a trash bag to the end of. And it solves the problem of having trash everywhere in your car and having no stable place to put it. This attaches to the passenger seat in the vehicle, and it hangs down right beside the driver, so the trash bag is directly parallel to him, and it's very easy just to put it there instead of having to reach around.
Now, which one of you has the messy car that came up with this?
We did not actually come up with
somebody
it. However, we all have the messy cars, so we were happy to go ahead and present this product.
So now this person invented this?
Yes, his name is Vernon Nolan.
And how was he affiliated with the school, or is he?
He's actually not. He's actually a farmer. And he's just had this idea in his head for a long time, and he came along to the dean of our business school asking for help, and then everything just fell into place from there.
And then your business school said, hey, does anybody want to form a marketing team to help this guy?
Basically, yes.
And then you guys volunteered?
Yes, we did.
Did you get paid, or was this
No, volunteer? We have not. This is all just paid on experience, but that is completely worth it.
Now, do you get any, if this goes, is it going to go to market? Like if you win this competition, don't you get money?
Yes. The first place winner of this competition gets $5,000, the second place gets $3,000, and the third place gets $1,000.
So now, does the money go to the guy who invented this, or you guys get the money?
We will, if we win, we will discuss that.
Okay.
We're not sure yet.
Wow, you guys went boldly forward here. So now, going through the Thai University program, you had to go and... you had an ideation phase, right? There was a customer discovery phase. Aren't there different elements of this?
It was back March 1st, we presented for the first time, and it was the qualifying round. And basically, the judges there said, okay, well, these people have a product. It is viable for success, and they would benefit from going to the final round. So
you got to jump to the final round?
Yes, we did. We were selected. There were 12 people in the initial round, and only 8 were selected to come back, and we were one of the ones that were selected.
All right. So what was presenting like?
A little nerve-wracking, I won't lie. It's always nerve-wracking to get up in front of people, but it was a good experience. The feedback we received from the judges was phenomenal.
Now, is there a question and answer period after you present, or do they just walk off the stage?
No, there's a 10-minute. You have up to 10 minutes to present your product, and then there's a 5-minute question and answer round directly following that.
Now, did any questions stump you?
One actually did stump me, and I handed the microphone to Elizabeth, hoping that she could answer it.
And how'd you do, Elizabeth?
I think I did okay on it.
So what was the question?
We're going to have a 40-store test market with convenience stores, and he asked, with this test market, would the owners have inventory risk?
So that was tricky, technical question.
Yes, a little bit.
So now, have you gone to customers and said, would you stock this?
We actually already have secured the test market. Kavish Patel is a student at ABAC, and his family owns a bunch of convenience stores.
Oh, so
and we've already been talking with him, and yes, right. So we've already got our foot in the door, so to speak.
All right, so now, so it hasn't been tested yet?
No, it has not. The test market is ready to roll out soon, but...
But you guys have individually beta tested the product?
Yes, we have, yes. And it's been phenomenal. And everyone that we introduce it to is immediately, oh, I want that. I could use that.
All right,
can I give you $10 right now?
I can say that from using the strap and throw in my car, it is a complete 180 change from what it was. This product actually works. It's not noticeable, so the passenger doesn't feel like there's something in the back of their neck. It is a revolutionary and life-changing thing that will keep your car clean eventually.
Now, what was your role in the group?
I'm with the creative design. I help Gabby with anything. Really, my role is to assist them in anything that they need, give them feedback, critique them on their Prezi and all this. So
you use Prezi as your presentation device?
Yes, sir.
Now, had any of you ever presented something like this before?
This was definitely my first time ever presenting any product sort of this. I'd done tons of presentations before, but
right,
nothing
like
of
at
this
school,
scale.
But
yes.
This was seem real, right?
Oh, yes. This was definitely real. This was, oh, this is the big fish. I'm not ready for this yet.
So now, any tips for people presenting for the first time? What would you recommend how to prepare in order to give a good presentation?
Just one thing I can say is definitely just be confident. If you do your homework, you do your research, you're going to know your material, and that's what's really going to be important. As long as you do what you're supposed to do, you're going to succeed.
And then when will you know if you won or not?
I believe we hear around 3 o'clock or 3:30 this afternoon. There's still a few other presentations that are going on.
Have you sat in any of the other presentations, or you're not interested in the competition?
Oh, we're interested, but we spent the morning preparing, and then we're going to actually go and listen to some of the keynote speeches here and take advantage of those from Ty.
All right. Well, so your experience with Ty, how was it?
It's been phenomenal.
Great.
It has been, they are an incredible, just what they're doing is incredible. Just being able to foster entrepreneurship through students and giving them the opportunity to learn and grow is just
Now,
so
do you
great.
Think any of you will become entrepreneurs, or are you going to go get a job after college? Anybody got the bug, the entrepreneur bug?
One day. Maybe not right after college, but one day most definitely.
Yeah. I plan on starting my own business.
There you go. You got the bug. Once you get it, it's hard to get rid of it. So now the name of the product again?
The Strap and Throw.
And then is there a website being built, or are you going to put this online at some point, or are you going to just sell it through convenience stores and retail?
No, there is a website currently being built. It is not up yet. And then our test market will be convenience stores, but eventually it will expand into other markets as well.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being part of the show, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Best of luck. And this is Lee Cantor. We'll be back in a few at TyCon Southeast.